From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, fabulouser by the day. We very much appreciate that. He's looking forward to a couple of 2-3 days off coming up. We all are. So please enjoy. And Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, we have three young women here who are very active. I'm calling them the Tri-Captains. I think that name might stick. Tri-Captains of the Lady Seals High School girls basketball team. They are part of the varsity team, and why not? They are seniors at the high school, and they are with us today. Marley Sprankle is directly across from me. Marley, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. This is pretty exciting. I think this is going to be a good tournament. Becky Ginrich is here. Welcome aboard, Becky. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. Thanks for coming up. And Anna Pietsu is here. Thank you so much for coming up, Anna.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you. We'll start with Anna. We're talking about the Angela Wolf Memorial Basketball Tournament. Tell us the when, where, what, why, and how is this thing going to go coming up?
It's this Friday. It's the coming Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th at our Seals Grove High School gym. And there are four school districts' girls' high school teams participating. There's Bellefonte, Sullivan County, Seals Grove, us, and Mifflinburg. And so the JV games are 2 and 4:30 the first day, and varsity is 6 and 7:30 each day.
And what do you think about that? You got some great teams, some great players coming to Seals Grove. Is this exciting or nerve-wracking or...
Totally. It's been a year to grow, and our team is already meshing so well, I feel like, and our record reflects that. We're 2-3, and we have a tough game tonight, so
all right. Well,
steady.
Good luck. Who are you playing tonight?
Mifflinburg, Mifflinburg.
All right. Well, I will listen to tomorrow morning sports to see how you made out, and hopefully you will do well. Becky, are you excited about this upcoming tournament? You got tough teams coming to town.
I'm super excited. I think it'll be a lot of fun, especially because I love my girls. I love watching each and every one of them grow.
But you're one of the girls too, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so tell me about the bond that the team enjoys. A lot of people don't get to play on sports teams, so they might not understand. Sort of, you kind of get glued together, and you learn a lot about each other.
Yeah, I would say that the basketball girls are definitely my best friends. You're with them for a couple months, and you're basically sisters by the time the season's over.
All right, and this is a good bond, and you play softball also, so you get glued to those girls too?
Yes, very much.
You're glued to a lot of girls, you know.
Yes.
And this is good, but this is the way to be, so that's fantastic. Okay. And Marley, excited, nervous? So how would you describe your preparation for next Friday?
I'm pretty excited. We usually love doing this tournament. It's a great tournament to do. It's a lot of fun. We just chill around the high school all day, watch our JV team, and then come nighttime we have our game. And it's always just a great tournament to play. It's for a great cause. We have a lot of the community come out and support us and watch us. A lot of our students come to this tournament to watch us. So it's a pretty exciting tournament. I really enjoy doing it.
All right, Angela Wolf. I don't know too much about her. Just tell me a little bit about Angela Wolf.
Well, she graduated from Seals Grove in 1986, and she was the first girl to score 1,000 points for the program. She played basketball at Lock Haven, but in 2011, she lost her four-year battle to colorectal cancer in 2011. So her family created a scholarship fund because of this, and that's what this tournament's played for. It's the Angela Wolf Royalty Memorial Basketball Tournament. And every year, there's a $500 scholarship awarded to a Lady Seals senior.
Oh, okay. So that's proceeds benefit this scholarship fund? All right. Well, fantastic. And does that add any additional thoughts to this, the fact that it's a charitable tournament? It's not going to benefit just the girls, Becky. It's going to benefit other people, too.
Yeah.
Do you think about the fact that, there's a charitable aspect? Add something to this tournament.
It definitely does. It gives it character and... we're playing for something, not just ourselves.
And have you been, are you going to Instagram or Snapchat tell people to go to this?
I'll Instagram it now.
You're good. Okay, well, fantastic. Start spreading the word and get more people to go via social media. And Anna, same thing, this idea that... you have a great team and you're bonded to this team as your sisters, to use Becky's words, but this kind of goes beyond the team. This is going to help somebody that might not even be an athlete. You just never know.
Yeah, totally. It gives meaning, like playing, like having the opportunity to play on that court. We're privileged, and sometimes we don't realize it. We need to be gracious, like have gratitude for that opportunity, but it's a nice opportunity to bond with our girls over the next, like, those 2 days. And so on 2 and 6 will be the consolation games for the JV on the 29th, and 4:30 and 7:30 will be the consolation games for the varsity. And so it's fun to hang out with the girls that whole time and get little gifts for each other.
Now, it is not this Friday. It is next Friday, December 28th. And what is the first game on the 28th, maybe one of the first JV games on the 28th?
It'll be at 2 and 4:30 are the two JV games.
2 and 4:30 on the 28th, and then on the 29th, when do the games start?
Then they're still, yeah, they're both 2 and 6, actually.
On Saturday the 29th. Okay,
yeah.
So, and you want people to go? There'll be a slight admission fee when you go in. Is that where some of the fundraising comes in? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so there's an admission fee. And then, of course, if you want to make an additional donation, what do you know about the criteria for this scholarship? In order to receive the scholarship, anybody know what kind of goes into it? Maybe an athlete might be one element of it. Anything else that you all know about giving out the scholarship?
I think there is an essay written that is talking about how high school impacted you in your life, so that you'll have to contribute, and your GPA and some credentials, like where you want to go to college or what your plans are for after high school.
Okay, so you might be somebody, an individual who sort of exemplifies maybe some of the thoughts or the ideals of Angela Wolfe herself. We didn't know her, but certainly a lot of people speak favorably of her and did know her, and so that's certainly noteworthy there. Let's see, some additional comments here, maybe not necessarily related to basketball. How are your academics? How's your whole high school experience going? Can you describe it a little bit?
High school's going pretty good. Senior year is everything I thought it would be. Sports went great. Soccer, I had a great season. It was a great way to end my career. High school's going well. All of my friends were just having fun in our last year together. School's going well also.
And you have a college in your...
Yeah, I'm going to play soccer at Lock Haven University, and I'm going to major in athletic training.
Wow, good for you. Okay, so you're going to be get well-rounded at the university, but also continue to focus on performance and so on. Becky, a little bit about your high school career so far. How's it going?
It's going really well. So I actually started high school at Sunbury Christian Academy, and I loved it there, but I transferred before basketball season, my junior year. So I've gotten to play, this is my second season with the Seals Grove girls, and I definitely love it. I love being with all of them. I mean, I love my old school, but I love these guys a lot as well.
Yeah, they seem like they seem okay to me too. So, super girls. Okay, and future for you? Where are you headed? You got some plans?
I'm hoping to go to Waynesburg for elementary and special education.
Oh, natural born teacher. She's the teacher on the team. Does she kind of help everybody out?
That's she's like the mama
bird.
She
takes everyone
on the team
under her wing. Yeah.
You're the mother bird.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's great. Well, that's a great accolade. Good for you. Well, the world needs a lot of that, too, so I appreciate that. Anna, just a quick sentence about your high school career so far.
It's been awesome. I'm loving senior year. I'm excited for after high school, but I don't want to wish high school away. Try to enjoy every second I can, not take it for granted.
Seems like everything goes so fast when you're having fun these days, so that can happen. And future, I assume you two are headed off to a college?
I'll be going to Lehigh University to play field hockey and major in either English or education.
Okay. Any thoughts on law school? We know you got a lawyer in the family.
Ooh, I've considered it.
Yeah, you thought about it. Okay. Well, he'll probably give you some convincing if you're interested in that. So, all right. Well, fantastic. All right. Well, we just have a minute left, so let's stick with Anna. We'll go back around the table. Make a pitch for folks to consider coming and seeing some good athletics, some good playing, and to enjoy the tournament, please.
We just want to encourage the public to come support our girls from different schools and see some intense basketball the 28th and 29th, just after Christmas, to get out and have fun.
Let's see, it's the Mifflinburg Wildcats, the Sullivan County Griffins, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, I remember that for some weird reason. And Bellefonte, what are they?
Raiders, I think.
The Raiders, okay. Well, they are today. They might be something else when they get to town. Make a pitch for coming folks to watch your sisters play hard that night.
Well, if you come to our tournament and you'll see a lot of bonding. You'll be definitely be able to tell that the teams are family, and it's going to be really enjoyable and very aggressive, so I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, you girls played tough, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, no sissies apply. All right, well, fine, fantastic. Good for that. All right, Marley, and you got a glimmer in your eye when I said no sissies apply. You played tough, too?
Oh, I played tough. Yeah, just come out 28th and the 29th, support a great cause, watch some good basketball, bring the family. It's for a good cause, so all the money proceeds go towards the Angela Wolf Foundation, which also goes towards a $500 scholarship for one of the Lady Seals seniors.
And you'll see Marley Sprankles, future soccer star, globally known, or maybe?
Hopefully, that's the goal.
Right, yeah, fantastic. All right, good. Well, thank you. Marley Sprankle, one of the seniors at Seals Grove High School, one of my newly named tri-captains of the Lady Seals High School girls basketball team. They are truly the co-captains of the team. That much is it made up. But I'm calling them tri-captains or tri-caps. How about that? Talking about the upcoming Angela Wolf Memorial Basketball Tournament, 2 p.m. December 28th. That's a Friday. And 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 29th are the start times for this. Becky Ginrich here, former Sunbury Christian School student, now back over at Seals Grove School, and they're just loading her head with all kinds of stuff that she's going to need next year. Hopefully, Waynesburg. Is that right? Okay, fantastic. Softball player, too. And Anna Pietsu here. She's headed off to Lehigh University and maybe thinking about law school, but getting ready for tonight's basketball game is your immediate quest, and then the tournament next week. Well, thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.